Good morning. I'm Francie Noldy, and I love small group ministry. As Margaret Wheatley says, all change, even very large and powerful change, begins when a few people start talking with one another about something they care about. I love small group ministry. Over the past 2 years, I've been both a participant and a facilitator. While the roles are different, the underlying experience brings into play the same precious qualities: openness, deep listening, speaking from the heart, respect, trust, and connection. Before I say anything more, I have to tell you that some of my friends think I'm a little bit too serious. Oh well, it's true. I don't go to the movies. I don't read for entertainment. Instead, I like to mine the depths of serious questions in order to learn as much as I can about others and myself from what I read or watch. The challenge for me is not to become judgmental or critical, but rather to develop understanding and compassion. I love unfamiliar methods of expression, unfamiliar thought streams, anything that's different from me. I believe this inclination helps me to feel at home with small group ministry. That's where I find openness and deep listening. When I first participated in small group ministry, I was looking for a deeper sense of spirituality and connection. I had been sick for a long time and wasn't able to come to church. So the small group helped me to re-enter this, our community. I've noticed others come to the group looking for ways to connect or reconnect, or to find something not found elsewhere. During a group session, when I'm listening to someone speak their truth, barriers drop. I take stock of myself. I experience our common bond, our common human bond, our wish for happiness, elements of struggle and suffering, joy and sorrow, the mystery of life and death. It isn't surprising that the group members become my teachers. And when I'm speaking, I feel heard. I often dare to reveal my innermost thoughts and feelings, not looking for agreement, but needing to say out loud what's important right now. I hope to tease out and hear my attempt at clarity, clarity about my beliefs, values, and intentions. In this process of give and take, of honoring each person's comfort level, a gradual sense of trust builds. It is okay to be yourself, myself. We feel mutually validated, visible, accepted, foibles and all. And out of this trust comes bonding and connection. As we walk this path together in our sessions, exploring a theme and speaking extemporaneously about it, my heart opens to each person. It's not about liking a person or not. It's honoring their humanity. And then I realize I'm looking into a mirror. And when someone isn't ready to dig that deeply, that's their choice, which is fine with everyone. We accept each other for where we are, and where we are, of course, is constantly changing. There are times for comic relief. I don't remember jokes, but we laugh, we giggle, we smile, especially when someone needs to let off a little steam. They may make fun of themselves to lighten things up. Here is life with all its beauty and imperfection, in a world where lying is becoming the norm in some circles, where others shout people down or interrupt them before they are finished. Small group ministry is a relief and refuge from that kind of distressing behavior. I love small group ministry because it leads to depth, trust, bonding, and mutual respect. As Howard said in his sermon, Mission Emerging, when we have love, we have caring, compassion, justice, hope, and joy. And to borrow Marion's words, the world needs that. First Parish needs that. And I can add, I know I need that.
Good morning. I'm Merrill, and I want you to know I am a Unitarian Universalist. I believe in our principles. I love this faith, and I try to live by our values. But people can be so disappointing. They triangulate, they complain to another person rather than telling you something to your face. Some people are bullies, pushing you around. Others try their darndest to manipulate you into doing what they want you to do, all the while telling you it's really what you want. It's not. People make mistakes, stupid blunders that have real repercussions. People have harmed me and people I love. And yet, people are why I do small group ministry. Small group ministry restores my faith with a big F, and my faith in people. In small group ministry, people stop, step away from their busy lives, take a breath, focus, listen, think, and share. They take a breath, focus, listen, think, and share. People open their hearts and tell their personal stories, earnest efforts to do the right thing, desire to right wrongs, forgiveness for the self and others, humor about our foibles, acknowledgement of our fragility, and moments of courage. All shared, all listened to intently, without judgment and with compassion. A number of years ago, my family experienced a series of tragic events. We faced a life-changing diagnosis. Oh dear. We experienced a severe trauma. And we experienced the loss of life from human error. We lost our naivete. We were pushed to the limits of our endurance. There were times when I was in such pain, I wished I could die, but other people were depending on me. There was life before this time, and there's life after this time, but life has changed. We've changed. We're fine now, really. We're fine now, but we've changed. During this time, I found no solace in my faith. Prayer seems ridiculously futile when I don't even believe there's a God. At the depths of despair, I emailed Reverend Gary Smith asking, "Who do you talk to if you feel abandoned by God, even when you don't believe in God?" And he said, "Me. You talk to me. Come see me." So I went and talked about more than just, sometimes people are so disappointing. Sometimes people are evil. Life is cruel. Loss is heartbreaking. Sometimes living is very, very hard. And I asked, as Unitarian Universalists, what do we believe? If I don't believe in God, what sustains me? How do I seek solace? Where do I find comfort? How do I survive? So Gary explained, and this is paraphrased, that in Christian theology, love exists between God and Jesus. Christians experience the love of God through Jesus, who loves them, and in turn, they show that love to others. That is the Christian experience of divine love. In Unitarian Universalism, we believe that same experience of love, divine love, is experienced directly person to person, from me to you, and from you to me. Between two people, there is a spark. It's divine love. It is the spirit of life. Look for that love, Gary said. Let that spark between people sustain you. He also told me, we don't believe in angels in the sense of beings dressed in white with wings flying around saving people. But the idea of angels being watched out for, being rescued, holding us, keeping us safe. We believe those beings are actual people. There are good people, doctors and nurses, therapists, ministers, family, friends, even strangers. He advised me, there are angels. Look for them, listen to them, trust them, depend on them. Those angels will see you through. And Gary was right. There is a spark between people. Small group ministry is full of sparks. We practice intentional listening, which is hard work for me. In all my other communications, there is dialogue. You say this, and I say that in response. While I'm listening to you, in my head, I'm formulating my response. I love to brainstorm, debate, chatter. But in small group ministry, when a person is talking, we practice the discipline of really listening, intentionally listening to what a person is saying without formulating a response. We're not in dialogue. We put ourselves in the shoes of the person sharing. It's a practice of being present, fully focused on another person. Between each story that's shared, we take some time. And during that time, you can pause, reflect on what you've heard, and formulate what that means for your own story. You can stop. Step away from your busy life. Take a breath. Focus. Listen. Think. And share. This practice has helped me to listen, really listen to other people. As Unitarian Universalists, we have wise leaders who help us on our journey to find the spirit of life. And I am so grateful to them. And we also have each other. Small group ministry helps me to look for and find that Unitarian Universalist idea of divine love,
that spark between people. And that sustains me. Small group ministry may not be for everyone, but I believe that if more of us did this, we would be better off. And First Parish would be better off. I believe this is where our shared spiritual responsibility lies, in the ministering to each other. In small groups, we can practice listening, looking for the sparks between people, building resilience and strength in our community. So I invite you in, into small group ministry. I really want to hear your stories.